This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. Oh, what a great show we got for you today. I'm Michael Horn, your host, but the star of our show is the man we call Sultan, the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Hey, thanks so very much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. We have a lot of fun today.
It's
very hot here in L.A. I just want to get this out of the way.
Yeah, please.
It's very hot here in L.A., and everybody has to do what they have to do.
Yeah.
And I'm not unlike anybody else in life here. I'm from L.A., and I know the patterns. I know how what to expect and what not to expect.
Right.
And it's hotter than hell here, and it's humid. It reminds me of Connecticut when I played for the Giants back there, but I'll get into that a little bit later.
That's
on.
Right.
It's very hot, very humid, and I just want to thank the people for always supporting us and tuning in. And,
I've done one better. I brought a doctor into the studio to help us do the heat when I was feeling a little faint. So I brought your favorite doctor. Our guest today on the show is a guy you've known for years. You introduced me to this man. He's passionate. He does a radio show called The Weekend Warrior Show, but he's got this great practice. Dr. Clapper is in studio. And Fred, you talk to me. Dr. Clapper says this, that all the time. You love this guy.
Every Saturday I listen to Dr. Clapper come in, tells us the greatest. He puts together the greatest similes,
yes,
and also the greatest oddities, and makes it work. I don't know how the hell you do that. How do you do that?
How do you do that? Welcome.
I'm passionate. Thank you. What a treat to be here. You guys have the same kind of passion. For me, the world of art, I studied art history at Columbia, even though I became a doctor. The world of art, the world of sports, which I love. I'm a huge Laker fan, Rams fan, Fred Dreyer fan. Mm. And the
what
world
about
of
baseball?
The
you
world,
like any teams?
I love, and I'm the only Jewish guy who got a phone call from Florida from my mother who said, "Robbie, I found this shoebox filled with your old baseball cards. You want me to throw them away?" I said, "Oh my God, you're
no.
the only Jewish mother who didn't throw away the baseball cards." So I have Nolan Ryan's rookie card.
All right, Dr. Clapper,
very good,
we're going to hear all this today. I want to remind everybody you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Listen up, Amazon Prime members. For a limited time, you can start an Audible membership and save 2/3 on your first 3 months. That's $30 off. You pay just $4.95 a month for the first 3 months. After that, it's only $14.95 per month. Offer is valid now. Audible members get a credit every month, good for any audiobook in our store, regardless of price. And 2 Audible Originals, unused credits will roll over. Visit audible.com/fish or text FISH to 500-500 and get started. If you don't like an audiobook, exchange it for free. Plus, your audiobooks are yours to keep forever, even if you cancel. There are no commitments. You can cancel anytime. Audible has the largest selection of audiobooks on the planet. Audio-guided fitness and meditation programs. Listen anytime, anywhere, and never lose your spot when you switch devices. Visit audible.com/fish or text FISH to 500-500 to get started.
Before you expanded your business, before you shipped that 1,000th order, before you shipped that first order, you printed that new business pitch. Staples has everything your business needs to get you from here to there. Right now, get $25 off when you buy two HP toner cartridges and free overnight delivery on HP toner when you order online at staples.com. Staples, here we get you there.
And 7/27/19. Restrictions may apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. See store or staples.com/toner savings for details.
Before you expanded into the building next door, before you shipped that 1,000th order, before you shipped that first order, before you took that leap of faith, you printed that new business pitch. Staples has everything your business needs to get you from here to there. From ink and printers to paper at great prices every day. And right now, when you buy one HP ink cartridge, get the second one 30% off. Staples, here we get you there.
And 7/20/19, restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. How much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Paint pros know what you don't paint is just as important as what you do paint. So the Home Depot has bulk pricing on a full assortment of 3M painters, tapes, and paint essentials. Everything you need, every day. Like 3M hand masker film and Scotch painters tape. For the cleanest results on every paint job, 3M and the Home Depot have got you covered. With bulk price savings on 3M paint essentials. Every day, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge every week at this time here on this channel on CRNTalk.com, Sports Byline, Sirius XM Channel 211. Glad to have you with us, Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, and our guest, Dr. Robert Clapper. And we had a call during that break from your wife, Dr. Clapper. I guess you didn't answer the question.
Does she know where you are?
She knows where I am today.
What does minimally invasive surgery mean?
Minimally invasive really started with an eye surgeon named Charlie Kelman, who figured out how to take a cataract out without actually making an incision.
He
changed. That's why gallbladders come out with minimally invasive. Now I do hip replacements, knee replacements, minimally invasive, not cutting the muscle. But my answer to your question is, why do I do minimally invasive? It's better. It's less traumatic, as you know, Fred. But for me personally, watching my father see this Milwaukee Sawzall as a carpenter, as a kid, it must have made such an impression on me that a tool could make my father so happy. That launched me into being an inventor. So I hold a bunch of patents. And as soon as I started in orthopedic surgery, I went to the dentist. My wife made me get my teeth cleaned. I didn't want to do that. And I said to the dentist, wait a minute. And I've got white knuckles because I'm scared to be in the dentist chair. It was her uncle. And he said, relax, Robbie. I'm just going to clean your teeth. I said, how are you going to clean my teeth? He said, with this tool that cracks the plaque off of your tooth. I said, time out, Uncle Dave. How does this tool not crack my tooth? How does it know to crack the plaque, which is hard, and not the tooth? He goes, how should I know? I'm a dentist. I'm just going to clean your teeth. Shut up. Let me clean your teeth. And I went that afternoon. And I discovered that ultrasonically making the tool vibrate at a frequency that's specific for the plaque, which is hard, versus the tooth, which is hard, the frequency can distinguish the two. That night, 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm lying in bed. All of a sudden, my eyes are wide open. My wife goes, what's the matter? I said, I just got the greatest idea. We struggle 8-10 hours to redo knee and hip and shoulder replacements because we damage the bone that the prosthesis is in. What if I made a dental tool, a giant one for orthopedics that moved ultrasonically? We wouldn't injure the bone because the frequency would be specific for bone versus the implant. My wife said to me, can we go back to sleep now? I said, yeah. And the rest is history. Millions of cases all over the world use ultrasonic tools that I invented because she made me go to the dentist.
I thought you were going to start cleaning your teeth.
I thought so too. Let's set the stage. Dr. Robert Clapper, our guest here with Fred Dreyer, yours truly, Michael Horn. He has a show called The Weekend Warrior Show. It's his passion to do this weekend show. It's in Los Angeles, but you can get it on the internet, right?
On ESPN. It's an ESPN show, so it's on ESPN podcast.
7 to 9, right?
On 7 to 9 Saturday mornings.
Saturday mornings, Pacific time.
Yes.
But you have this practice that Fred Dreyer told me about, and you've been in the medical field here.
30 years.
30 years specializing in?
Hips, knees, shoulders.
Yeah, hips, knees, and shoulders. So give us a little background, because as a kid, you're passionate about sports. You like art. Now you're talking about inventing here. That's why I was smiling and laughing before. You got all these different passions all rolled into one body there. How did it start as a kid? Looking at your dad with the saw, or what was it?
Good question.
Yeah. What was it?
1968, Mexico City Olympics. My father worked in the post office and as a carpenter. I pretty much never got to see him except on the weekend. My job, we were the poorest people in the neighborhood, and he struggled. He's the greatest guy, but he was not a businessman. So my time to be with him was to, on the weekends, schlep his tools into the rich people's houses because he was redoing their kitchen or their basement. And that was my beautiful childhood. But he always would say to me, Robbie, when we go into this woman's house, don't touch anything here. A doctor lives here. A lawyer lives here. This, because he was intimidated by these folks, even though he was doing the work in the house. That's okay. We were the B team. They're the A team. 1968 Mexico City Olympics. I'm 11 years old. He's watching it on TV. All of a sudden, the rowers appear on the television. Remember that scene in Risky Business where he's got the socks on and he goes sliding?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, I lived across the street from Jamaica Bay. To get away from the craziness of school and my life at home, which was insane, I used to go in a rowboat out on Jamaica Bay. So now I'm seeing rowers on the TV. And I blurted out as I'm sliding past my father on the chair, oh, my God. Rowing is a sport in the Olympics? I know gymnastics is and all the other sports and track. I'd love to row one day in the Olympics. And I love my father dearly. He turned in the chair and he turned to me. He said, I'm sorry, Robbie, you can't. I said, why? He said, because only people who go to Ivy League schools get to do that sport. And no one from this neighborhood does that. And he turned back in the chair. And I was 11. At that moment, I said, I don't know what an Ivy League school is. But I'm going to go just to show you that it can be done, that you could say your son went to it. By the way, what's an Ivy League school? So I went to the library. I forgot even what question I'm answering, but you want to know how this all got started.
Yeah, go ahead.
So anyway, so make a long story short.
You went to Columbia.
I went to Columbia where I rode on the crew team. Columbia gave me a scholarship. I got into Yale. I got into Penn. But I went to Columbia and I rode on the crew team. And that was kind of my entrance, my ticket. The coach actually made it clear that I would be worthy to be recruited and whatnot, but they don't have really recruits in the Ivy League. So I'm at Columbia. Here's the difference between Columbia and Harvard and Yale and Princeton and all the other Ivy League schools. They make you take art history. Now, I'm from the streets of New York. I don't want to go to a museum. Leave me alone. I don't want to have anything to do with this. My sophomore year, so I've already survived, I don't know how, with all these really smart kids who took all these AP classes. You know, chemistry in my high school, which was a crappy New York City high school, was how much water you could throw out the window without the teacher seeing it, you know. 1,200 kids in my class, overcrowded the whole bit. And now I got all these kids who took AP chemistry. I'm supposed to be in the same class with them. It was very intimidating, but I survived. Now I'm a first semester sophomore, and I'm in art history. I remember this like it happened yesterday. I'm in the class, and I'm not going to school to learn anything. I'm just there to get good grades so I can get to medical school. That's my mentality. Never been to a museum, don't know anything from art. Now I'm in this art history class. Everybody's assembled, 30 kids in the class. The professor turns to the class. He says, oh, and by the way, he says, I hope none of you are pre-med because I don't give A's. And at this point, I'm going, well, then I don't need to be in the class. And I start to put my knapsack together. He shuts the lights off. He puts up the first slide. And I'm putting my stuff together. And he says, now I want you all to appreciate the visual noise in the corner of this painting by Renoir. And I'm saying to myself, what did he just say? Visual noise? In Far Rockaway, it's illegal to put those two words together.
We got a lot of it out there.
I never heard visual. It's visual. It can't be noisy. It's just like Krispy Kreme. You know, it's impossible. Can't be crispy and creamy. So I remember sitting there as I'm putting my book, because this guy's not going to give me an A, and it's as though, Fred Dreyer, an angel appeared on one shoulder. This happens a lot in life. And a hologram of the devil appeared on my other shoulder. The devil's saying to me, you got to get out of this class, Robbie. You need to get an A. You're not here to learn anything. You're just here to get a grade. And then the angel popped up and said, Robbie, this guy's the smartest person you've ever met. You should stay. I did. I studied art history. I majored in art history, even though I was told I'll never get into medical school. Got into every medical school I applied to because I was an art history major.
So that gets the art going.
Answer to that. We'll get into how I got into ESPN coming up next.
Let's just take off,
Fred. Apparently, he's got the show.
Well, he's got all the noise.
He's teasing everything. He's got the noise. By the way, it is Dr. Robert Clapper's birthday today, so happy birthday to you.
Thank you. And 62.
Also, I must also say, not only happy birthday, Dr. Clapper, but we got to wish my granddaughter.
Yes.
12 years of age, Oklahoma City.
Emma
Bo Paget.
Wow.
12 years of age today.
Emma, we love you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Emma.
God bless you.
Straight ahead.
She's
a
Leo.
Continue. It's the Sports Lunch. You're a Leo, I can tell.
The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day. 10 an hour. 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it. Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We're back in the sports lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, our guest, Dr. Robert Clapper.
On his birthday.
You shouldn't have.
Dr. Robert Clapper.
Oh, my goodness.
Happy birthday. You're in my camera shot there. Take it easy there, Rico. Move to one side. All of you get behind Fred. Go ahead. Move behind Fred so we can. There you go.
You guys are terrific. Thank you.
All right.
Happy,
so we,
velvet cake.
Happy birthday. This right, is
shall we do a little song? Can we bring in the CRN staff so they can. Dr. Robert Clapper, who is a renowned surgeon and extraordinary doctor, the man's a medical genius and does the Weekend Warrior Show.
Inventor and surfer. He's a hyphenate.
Yeah. If we can, let's do a little happy birthday. Are you ready? And to your granddaughter, Emma, as well.
Oh, yeah. May I fold my daughter, my granddaughter?
Yes. Both of you have
Emma is 12 and Dr. Clapper is?
62.
62. God bless you.
Just a kid.
Ready?
See, I'm hanging out with them.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
Dr. Clapper. Dr. We love you, Dr. Clapper. And Emma, we love you.
Happy birthday to you. Oh, look at that.
Thank you very much.
Incredible.
Thank you.
By the way, Dr. Clapper likes rifle shot coffee with cream and sugar. Fred, and you like it too, don't you?
You know what? Is that the rifle shot you gave me?
Yes, it was.
I didn't like it. I didn't like it.
I'll tell you.
So can you fix that?
That's it. I'm telling you. Happy birthday, Dr. Clapper.
Thank you. Now, too kind.
We started talking about this, and I'm your wife called again. We're still a little confused. May not have answered the question. Because you're a doctor, and so you told us you're sitting with your dad. You see rowing. You don't want to take no for an answer. Your dad says, you got to go to an Ivy League school to do rowing. You can't. You say, I'm going to do it. You get into an Ivy League school. But all these passions you have, we got the art because you had a teacher that lit the fire in you there.
Yep.
What about the sports and everything else? And what got you into medicine to begin with? Were you going to medical school to begin with? That must have been something I want to be in the medical profession.
You were rowing, and then you were in medical school.
Yeah. Right. So I was in college studying art history and taking all the science classes. But, you know, I've always been fascinated by how the body works because my parents had three daughters. Then they had a son in 1956. I was born in 57. Who, in 1956, there was no cardiac bypass machine. We take it for granted now, but in 56, there wasn't. So this little boy was born with a very mild, Sean White, the snowboarder, many Olympic gold medals. He had two heart surgeries as an infant because this cardiac bypass machine, the guy wins Olympic gold medals. But in 1956, there's no way to shut the heart off so you can work on it. So this little boy grew to be 10 months old. And passed away.
Wow.
And so my parents were very sweet, simple people. My mom was a nurse. My dad was a carpenter. They didn't know from psychology. So they named me after this little boy. And I always heard what a cute little boy he was who passed away. But great, we got you, Robbie. And I'm like saying to myself, you name me after him. You talk about this kid. I feel terrible that I had to kill this guy to basically be born. How did I get so lucky to be here? And I think I've always grown up with that. Which, what do they say? Pressure either busts pipes or it makes diamonds. It didn't make me crazy, but it made me crazy in a good way to be fascinated. Why did he die? How does the body work? And selfishly, in our society, the only way you get to learn how the body works is you got to go to medical school. And I wanted to use my hands like my dad. So I always knew I wanted to be a surgeon. I didn't know what an orthopedic surgeon was until the day I was in medical school at Columbia. You have the cadaver, and Columbia had this program where You did the head and neck dissections. The ENT surgeons came in and said, we cut here so we don't hit the recurrent laryngeal nerve when we remove thyroids. The next week, the chest surgeons came, and they gave a clinical relationship that made the cadaver real for us. So anyway, 6 weeks into it, we're into the pelvis.
Did you give it a name?
What?
The cadaver?
No, we didn't. No, we didn't. Yeah, right.
I just want to make
sure. Actually, my cadaver, Fred, everybody, you know, maybe clearly they're there, the cadavers, they died. You know how my cadaver died? Struck by lightning.
No.
Because we opened up the belly and it was just charkel in there. He had been hit, killed by being
okay,
struck by lightning.
Okay, back to the cadaver.
Wait a minute. What happens when you get hit by you get hit by lightning?
It cooked the insides of his body. So when we opened up, he had his intestines were charcoal.
Where did the bolt hit him?
There was an entry and an exit, but I couldn't figure that one out. But we got 6 weeks into the pelvis, and then the orthopedic surgeon walks in. It's a guy named Frank Stinchfield. He brought hip replacements from England in the 60s to America. He was a giant in the field. And I'm sitting in this giant lecture hall. Instead of being like the other surgeons talking about what they did in the belly and in the chest and in the head and neck, he brings this very attractive woman in high heels to the lecture. It says,
high heels,
Sarah, let's salsa dance. And this woman starts salsa dancing in front of him, going, what the hell
in
is going
heels.
On here? And in high heels, no less. It was amazing. And so he says, now let me show you the kind of hip that she had. She was born with no ball and socket joint. I had to use a saw and a hammer and a screw and a drill to rebuild her hip. And now she's salsa dancing. And I'm sitting there going, did he say saw and hammer and drill? I could be a carpenter in the body. And it was like Cupid shot me in the chest with an arrow. I said, this is what I'm going to do with my
life.
You
have these moments in your life.
I do.
Where things strike you. I get the same thing sometimes, you know, where Fred will tell me something and all of a sudden it'll just ring back into my head like, hey, my Achilles tendon, go see this Dr. Michael Sheps and do the hot laser. But you know what? You remember certain things, but that happens to you where certain things happen and directed you. I thought you were going to tell me you became a salsa dancer as well, too.
You know, I've written 3 books, Heal Your Hips and Heal Your Knees, all about how to avoid people like me, surgeons, by exercising the pool. I love being holistic. I hate cortisone shots. I hate needles. The books are all about that. Why did I can't put a sentence together. Why am I writing 3 books? Because I took my daughter into the Barnes & Noble in Encino one day, and I'm holding her hand. She goes, wow, Daddy, look at all these books. It was, again, I got shot in the chest. I go, I have to show off to my daughter. I got to write a book. So she'll go, your book is in the bookstores. And I thank you. 2 years later, I wrote the first book.
So you're a combination.
Beautiful. That's how it works.
Of these moments in life.
Yeah.
But you're very much a New Yorker because if someone says something that you can't do, you want to do it.
Tell me I can't do something.
Stay out of the street.
Love Dr. Clapper. RobertClapperMD.com is how you can go to his website. RobertClapper. MD.com. That's the website. Check him out. He's our guest in studio on his birthday, along with Fred's granddaughter, Emma. Happy birthday to Emma out there. We're having a great time in the sports lounge. When we come back, we'll talk about a few ailments. Maybe you can help me with my tennis elbow, my, you know, this whole thing here.
At Cedars, we call it altacocceritis.
Yeah, maybe the computer thing there. More with Dr. Clapper, Fred Dreyer, yours truly, Michael Horn. Stay with us here in the sports lounge.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Meanwhile, back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, with the star of our show, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer, and our guest, Dr. Robert Clapper, the chief of orthopedics at the Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles. And it's his birthday, and we also want to remind you all that he's got a show called The Weekend Warriors in Los Angeles. You can check it out at ESPN 710 Radio. We're giving him a lot of plugs.
You're
we'll 60, send him the bill
62
later.
62 today?
62.
God bless you. I remember when I was 62.
That's something I'll tell
Where
you.
Where are you at now,
I'm
Fred?
I'm 73.
Damn.
73.
Yeah, 73.
Yeah.
I've done surgery on three people over 100 years old.
Yeah.
So you know when General Motors, Fred, they go to test the car door, you know, they have the robot and the machine, they test it. Each of us as human beings take over 1 million steps a year. So think about that. How many heartbeats? They're busy being in love with themselves at General Motors because it's 50,000 cycles that they test something. Try 73 million steps you've taken in your life. And yet your body still is there. The beauty of there is less friction in your knee, hip, shoulder joint than two ice cubes rubbing together. Now, how is that possible? It's because of the way the machinery using the motor oil, the synovial fluid, and how it bathes the cartilage. It's one of the most fascinating things.
You know, I've got my share of injuries. You know, we won't go into that. However, my knees and my hips are remarkably intact right now.
I think it's because you approach the game as a dancer, as a flexible person, as not looking to be the macho dummy who wants to get hit. You are a finesse guy, and the finesse guy, the flexible guy, you are ahead of your time.
No, but it is true that my philosophy was I spend the less time with the tackle in front of me than anybody does.
Right. Yeah.
I don't need to spend a lot of time with that guy.
Yeah, I want to remind everybody, you can follow Fred Dreyer on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and you can email him at FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. We do the show live every week at this time. Beverly, Ingrid, Denise, Paul, neighbor Paul, Bernice, a few people just watching us on Facebook Live.
Neighbor Paul.
Thank you, yeah. And don't forget, if you want to contact Dr. Clapper, it's RobertClapper.com, RobertClapperMD.com. Email Fred, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Yes.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
When is a calculator more than a calculator? When it takes me from solving math problems
to exploring the universe.
Staples is your back-to-school destination. Find all the supplies and inspiration you need. Come in store this week for great deals under $1. Right now, Staples One Subject Notebooks are just 25 cents each, and Staples Composition Books, two pocket poly folders, and 24-pack Crayola crayons are just 50 cents each. Staples, back to school and beyond. In store only, ends 8/31/19. Limit 30 on notebooks, folders, and crayons while supplies last.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Can you believe how long we've been living in this era of low interest rates? It's been for most of this decade. And when we were all expecting rates to go up this year, now we're finding out that low rates will likely continue through 2020. If you're among the rapidly growing segment of people entering retirement age, I'm sure you're concerned over the challenge of growing your retirement savings. And you're not alone. Pacific Private Money has a solution for those seeking ways to significantly boost yields you earn on your retirement savings. And we do it with safety and security features not found in traditional investments like stocks and mutual funds. For more information on how you can supercharge your retirement savings with annual yields of 7% or more, that's right, 7% or more, contact us at 415-883-2150 or visit us at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Equal housing lender. License Caldiere 01897444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
It's summertime once again, which means pool parties, barbecues, and relaxation, but it also means home projects, which aren't much fun. So why not let Home Advisor take them off your hands? From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area, letting you get back to summer fun. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it all off, you can book appointments online. No more phone tag. Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. So don't wait. Get those projects done now and make the most of your summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
We're back in the Sports Lounge each and every week at this time coming your way. Here's truly Michael Horn with the star of our show, the one and only all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer. You saw him on Hunter Land's End. Bumblebee, the movie, was just out here recently. And his buddy and my pal, Dr. Robert Clapper, is here on his birthday. Dr. Clapper, one of the great medical minds of our times, working on hips and elbows and shoulders.
He was just giving us a rendition on minimally invasive surgical
techniques.
There
you go. And yes, he also does a show called The Weekend Warrior Show. You catch it in Los Angeles on ESPN at 710 Radio in Los Angeles. But you can catch it nationally by going to their website at 710, right?
Right, and the podcast for ESPN. Mm-hmm.
Or you can listen to him here when we grab him as our very first and only special guest, our bestest buddy, studio guest, Dr. Robert Clapper.
I love it.
That's it.
Thank you.
Now, where? How did you two meet? You, Fred, how did you meet Dr. Clapper? Was it an injury, football? What?
I met Dr. Rob through William Shatner.
Oh, so we all met him through Bill Shatner.
Well, yes.
The Unexplained. How can all these people? That's his new show. That's how we met him.
Mike, are you kidding me?
We met him. And so, yes.
Dr. Clapper, how did I get this arthritis? I said, from a Klingon.
Just to set the record straight, Bill would always invite people when NFL football starts. He'd invite people every Monday night to come over to his house. He'd cater it and have a nice little situation there. And we'd have tea, we'd have crumpets, and we'd watch the game. We would talk about stuff, and he would. You'd never know who's going to walk through the door. And one day, Dr. Clapper walked through the door, and Bill says, "You've got to meet Dr. Clapper." And so I went over and talked to him. And your wife was there, too?
Yeah.
We went and chatted, and I said, "I've got to come in and see you about something." He says, "What's the problem?" And I said, "I don't think I have a problem, but I need to come in and see you."
You're all either pre-op or post-op, Fred. Don't forget that.
You're amazing because you will check people out, and a lot of people recommend you. You have a waiting list to get there at your office. But you, when you came here to the studio today, you're amazing. You're in your scrubs. Those of you that can see us on Facebook Live and video, Dr. Clapper, the real deal. He's in scrubs right now, ready to perform a surgery on Mike Gary, our operations manager, who's in pre-op. But you're here, and you met somebody who had – you were sitting there. I just love to listen to you talk about it. The guy had his arm in a sling and didn't know if he should do a cast or not, and you said, "Oh, no, you tell it. The elbow injury, you don't want to cast, right? And this type of injury he had?
It's unique to the elbow. It's fascinating because the typical, like if you broke your ankle, we put you in a cast and cast stays on for 6 weeks. You better not get a cast on your elbow for 6 weeks because the fracture will be healed. But you go to take that cast off, and now you will get calcifications in the soft tissues. It's called heterotopic ossification, which means it's growing bone where it's not supposed to be. So
why does it do that?
You win a Nobel Prize, and it's unique to the elbow that it gets this calcifications in the soft tissues. So our teaching in orthopedic surgery is as soon as you can, get elbows moving. So he's lucky. The kind of fracture that he had is to his radial head, and it was which is in his elbow, and it's the key part of the elbow that lets you pronate and supinate and rotate, but he has a stable fracture, so it's a little piece of the bone. Here's a clapper vision for you. If the radio...
Wait a minute. He does this on his show. It's our first clapper vision. Here you go. Clapper vision.
So there's a part of your elbow that allows you to rotate your forearm so you can open a doorknob or use a hammer
throw
or a screwdriver.
Throw a
curveball. And so you need that rotational portion, and it's in that hinge joint that's your elbow. You are blessed with rotation, and it's called the radial head. And the radial head literally looks like, here's the clapper vision, like a coffee table. Coffee tables have four legs. If you fracture one of the four legs, the table's not falling over. You can still put your coffee on top of it. That's a stable fracture. If one of the four legs that's underneath that portion of the bone is cracked. And this young man, that's what he did. But if you crack two or three or four of the legs, then it's an unstable fracture. Then we have to put screws and in some cases actually remove that bone because it's so shattered. So he's lucky.
But when you say you remove it, you eventually know what's going to be replaced.
You're going to replace it. And in the old days, we just used to excise it. But then we learned that people develop wrist pain because the other end of that bone is in your elbow. You've now removed that portion of the bone, and now the wrist suffers in terms of screwdriver using a doorknob. So now, you're right, Fred, we now look to, if we remove it, we replace it with a titanium head.
How much of have we learned from sports?
It's a great question. You want to do it after the break?
Sure, we'll do that question of sports. And by the way, you mentioned Radial Head. I love them. They're great. Good. By the way, is there an email address they can or a website they can go and contact you at your office? Because I bet you a lot of people are going to want to talk to you.
Yes, Robert Clapper, MD at AOL.com, and they can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Robert Clapper.
At Dr. Robert, K-L-A.
P-P-E-R.
Yeah, yep. Okay. That's good. We'll get that out to you a couple of times there. Take a little break. Come back with more. We're in the Sports Lounge. Fred Dreyer, Mike Horn, our guest, Dr. Robert Clapper, on his birthday. Stay with us here. We're celebrating.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer, and our guest today, Dr. Robert Clapper, the Weekend Warrior Show on ESPN 710 Radio in Los Angeles. You can listen to it nationally at the ESPN 710 website, which is what? Do you know that, by the way, so they can tune it in?
Just go to on the app, ESPN app, and you can go to the podcast and
Saturday
Weekend Warrior
mornings,
Show.
7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. He's with us nationally here on CRN Talk Radio, Sports Byline Radio, and Sirius XM Channel 211, the Dan Patrick Channel. Thank you, Dan, for allowing Dr. Clapper and Fred and I to sit in your chair.
Yeah.
Get two more chairs. Now, Dr. Clapper, you said you have a way of doing things without, you know, cutting into things. And so based on working on the computer and using my right arm for everything, I get a tightness right here. You call it tennis elbow. How do you treat something like that?
So here's a clapper vision for you. There are three muscles that allow you to lift up the coffee, that allow you to hold the mouse, to extend your wrist. Three muscles. Brachio in Latin means arm. Brachioradialis, so it goes along the forearm bone and attaches to the wrist. Underneath it, extensor, because it extends. Carpi in Latin means wrist. Extensor carpi radialis, longus and brevis. Three muscles. And if you feel your elbow right now, you'll feel this mobile wad of muscles before it becomes tendons in your forearm.
Yeah.
So here's the clapper vision. The muscle anchors to the bone like Velcro. microscopically, we see just like those strands of Velcro. By the way, you know how Velcro was invented? A guy was running in the forest, a Swiss guy, and those burrs got stuck on his socks. And he was an engineer and said, it's amazing that these burrs are stuck to my socks. Why don't we do something? And that was the birth of Velcro that NASA ended up using. But that's
okay, your wife
story.
Called and said,
get back to the question. So anyway, what it looks like is overuse, doing too much of the computer, doing too much typing, you end up microscopically separating the two pieces of Velcro. You know how they make a rip? Well, that's happening, and we see it. It looks like hamburger meat as the muscle overlies the lateral condyle of your elbow, the bone origin of it. So everybody else you're going to see in life, whether they use the laser beam or whatever cockamamie stuff they have, they'll give you a pill. They're going to give you a cortisone shot. They're going to give you a forearm band. They're going to give you all kinds of stuff. No, it is not inflammation. So all these anti-inflammatories they're giving you, no, don't give someone who's coughing Robitussin. If they're coughing because they got pneumonia, they need antibiotics to stop coughing, not Robitussin, okay? It's not inflammation. It's actually, in someone your age, a degenerative process. It's father time. It's getting older. There's a weakening of the muscles. That's
sorry,
why it's tearing.
Sorry, Mike, sorry.
That's why it's tearing. Right. So don't treat it as inflammation, Fred Dreyer. Treat it as a weakening in the muscle that you need to make stronger. So, Mike, this is what you're going to do. You're going to go to a sporting goods store, if they exist anymore, and get a 3-pound or a 5-pound dumbbell.
Got it.
You're going to rest it on the forearm of the desk where you're working on the computer, and you're going to hold that dumbbell, and you're going to let your wrist fall with the dumbbell because it's heavy. Now I'm going to want you to extend your wrist. Lift the dumbbell up. Oh, my God, it's going to hurt in the very spot you're complaining about. Good. Pump it till it hurts. Put the dumbbell down. An hour, 2 hours later, go pick up the dumbbell. Do it again. Ah, it hurt till it hurts. Do this 4 or 5 times during the day. In about 3 weeks, 4 weeks, not only will you get rid of the pain, but it won't come back again. You don't need surgery. You don't need shots. You are strengthening the other members of that mobile
down,
rod.
Down and then lift it back
and you
back
lift up to 50. Believe me, you're going to hurt. You're going to feel it.
I can feel it now when I bend it right
exactly
now.
Exactly right.
And everything.
So do it with a 3-pound. You're a strong guy, so get a 5-pound dumbbell.
Got it.
But that's how you will get rid of your lateral epicondylitis, your tennis
elbow. Dr. Clapper, everybody.
See, you got to write a book now.
I think I will. My time with Dr. Clapper. Just copy down the script from the show. That's it.
Yeah, when we're finished, you'll start writing.
That's pretty good. That's very good, Dr. Clapper. And you have these Clapper visions all the time where you talk about this so you can picture what you're talking about.
That's how I got started on ESPN. I went to a playoff game. They were playing the Houston Rockets. I was waiting for a young USC student who I invited to the game, and he was late. And they were broadcasting the Nokia Plaza before the game started, and Andrew Bynum, who had just hurt his knee at the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm listening to them do the pregame show. They were so excited that they now had the Lakers station, the Laker games. And I'm waiting for this kid to show up, and all of a sudden they said, oh, my God, what are we going to do? Andrew Bynum, he hurt his knee. Ba-ba-ba, it's a partial tear. I'm not sure what it is. And they went to a commercial break. I couldn't help myself. I stood up. I walked up to the dais where the two guys were doing the show, the Kia Motors pregame show. Brian Long, Dave Denholm, and I said, here's my card. I'm Dr. Clapper. I'm the chief of orthopedics at Cedars. Let me just tell you, it's a partial tear. It's a medial collateral ligament. He's going to wear a brace. He's going to be fine tonight. Relax. And I go and sit down. We're back on the air, and we've just learned that he's going to wear a brace, and he's going to be fine. And the next thing I know, I see them pointing to me in the crowd, thousands of people, because it was a playoff game. And they go like this. And I go up onto the dais. They put headphones on. Dr. Clapper, tell us. I said, you know, your knee is a, here's a Clapper vision. I said, your knee is like a bicycle. The kickstand is the ligament. The kickstand's bolted to the bicycle, okay? That's what your ligament is. It's bolted to the bone. If you rip the kickstand off of the bicycle, it's going to fall down. It's unstable. But if you just loosen the bolts a little bit, your kickstand still works. That's a partial tear of your medial collateral ligament. How do you keep the bicycle from falling down? You can lean it against the wall. Externally give it support. That's what a brace does. And that was my beginning of my career.
I love
your career in athletics.
No, on radio.
On radio.
On radio. Okay.
Yeah, on radio. On his Clapper Vision radio show every Saturday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on ESPN
on
in Los
ESPN.
Angeles. That's amazing over there. And full time at Cedars. You're,
yes.
Yeah,
at Cedars Sinai. 15 surgeries a week, 100 patients a week. But I love doing the radio on the weekend.
100 patients
yep.
a week?
Yep. It's fascinating. You should. I should put a white coat on you, and you should be with me, Fred Dreyer, one day.
I should be a guest.
It would fascinate
you. Can we hang out
Surely.
With you one time, seriously?
I would love to do
it. I would love to do it.
It would be amazing for you to see, because, boom, now you're in the next room. What is the matter with you? It's your wrist. It's your elbow. It's your shoulder. The anatomy is just fascinating.
Robert Klapper, KLAPPERMD.com, the website. We'll be back.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Klapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge, final segment of the show. I'm Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thank you.
And our guest on his birthday, Dr. Robert Klapper. And again, your email address if they want to contact you, Dr. Klapper?
RobertKlapperMD@AOL.com.
R-O-B-E-R-T, Robert, K-L-A-P-P-E-R-M-D
@AOL.com.
And you've written some books here, too. Tell us about Heal Your Knees.
Who better to tell you how to avoid hip surgery than someone who's done... I mean, I do 500 surgeries a year, and I've been doing it for 30 years, so I've done 15,000 surgeries. Who better to tell you how to avoid hip surgery, knee surgery, shoulder surgery, than someone like me who can coach you?
Where to find the best ice cream in the South Bay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Like, those cows come from Ohio.
That's the beauty of Dr. Klapper.
Ice cream was good, right?
The beauty of Dr. Klapper.
Yeah, I mean, the food, the chemistry that's behind... food. Think about food, all right? Eat an egg. An egg has iron in it. But the iron is ferrous sulfate, which your body can't absorb. Your body can absorb ferric sulfate, not ferrous sulfate. So it needs to be acidified. If you have fresh squeezed orange juice, which is ascorbic acid, with your egg, you go from ferrous to ferric and you absorb all the iron that's in the egg. Otherwise, you don't get any of the iron. This is the chemistry of how food is. But there's nothing more delicious than ice cream.
And the greatest
that's got
ice
a
cream,
lot of iron
and
in
the
it.
Greatest, the greatest ice cream is?
Your
All right, it was an ice cream day there, too. And the other book that you've written besides Heal Your Knees, Heal Your Hips.
Heal Your Hips, yes. It all got inspired because I took care of Wilt Chamberlain. I did his hip surgery. And that's Will. A whole, that's for another show. We'll
Wasn't
talk about Wilt Chamberlain.
Something.
Are you going to come back? You going to come back?
Of course. Be my pleasure.
We want to have you here on the show again because we kind of got a story together. And don't forget, you can, again, contact Dr. Clapper. It's Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, Clapper, K-L-A-P-P-E-R, M-D, at AOL.com. And don't forget our buddy Fred Dreyer.
I'm over here.
Facebook, Fred underscore Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. Is on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Mm-hmm. And then your email, freddreyer@crntalk.com. freddreyer@crntalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
Well, again, we are blessed to have Dr. Clapper here. Thanks so much for being here. We have a lot to talk about.
Thank you for having me.
Thank
yes,
you.
We do have a lot to talk
Thank
about.
Thank you very much.
See you next week.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific Time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.